How do volcanoes change Earth's surface? The sudden eruption of a volcano can be destructive. But volcanoes have also created many landforms, steep mountains, and broad plateaus. For example, much of the Pacific Northwest of the United States is built up by volcanoes. Some mountains in the Cascade Range in Oregon are now inactive volcanoes, but others are simply dormant and might erupt again. Mount St. Helens in Washington erupted in 1980 after being quiet for more than 100 years. Volcanoes build up different types of mountains. Quieter eruptions with thin, runny lava build up layers that form a broad, flat shield volcano. The islands of Hawaii are the tops of shield volcanoes on the ocean floor. Over time, hot lava gushed into the sea and cooled, making the islands larger. The islands of Hawaii are not at a plate boundary. Instead, they are over a hot spot where magma breaks through the crust. Captions: Mount Fuji in Japan is a composite volcano. The Hawaiian volcano, Mauna Kea, measures more than 5 miles, 8 kilometers, from the ocean floor to the top. While shield volcanoes can cover huge areas of land, cinder cones are usually smaller hills with a bowl-shaped crater at the top. They are formed by a buildup of blobs of lava, called cinders, around a single opening. The typical cone-shaped volcano is a composite volcano. These mountains are made of layers of lava flows, ash, and chunks of rock called volcanic bombs. Sometimes the center of a volcano collapses after the eruption. That creates a caldera. Caldera. A round hole or crater at the top of the mountain. Over time, rain and snow gradually fill the caldera and create a lake. Caption: Crater Lake in Oregon fills the caldera of Mount Mazama, a volcano that erupted about 7,700 years ago. It is the deepest lake in North America.